Unit 11. D. 2.
Ah, do come in. Nice to meet you. It's Mr. Hopcroft, isn't it?
That's right. Peter Hopcroft. But do call me Peter. And you must be...
Lucy. Lucy Snow. Do have a seat, Peter.
Thank you.
I understand you had a phone call with my colleague. He probably explained that I'm a partner here at SQQ Consulting.
That's right.
He passed your inquiry on to me since I deal with all matters to do with personal finance.
Yes, it's very good of you to see me at such short notice.
I'm happy to, Peter. Now, I hear you need some advice on investments, so...
Well, I don't have much experience in this field, so before going any further, I thought I should at least find out what's involved.
Well, you're doing the right thing, Peter. It's good to get as much information as you can before you make any decisions about money.
It feels like quite a big step to take.
I can imagine. But you've come to the right place, so what I need to do before we start talking about figures is to get some background details about you. Now, you say you're looking for investment advice. Can I take it that you don't currently have a financial portfolio?
That's right. I don't currently have a... What exactly is a portfolio?
Right. Well, basically, it's a collection of investments. You could call it a mixed bag. The idea is rather like the old saying, don't put all your eggs into one basket. If you have a range of assets that are properly managed, you can reduce certain risks. We can talk about the different types of investment later. But first, we need to work out what you can afford, what your financial goals are, and what kind of risk you're prepared to take on in order to achieve those goals.
I don't actually want to take any risks. At least, I don't want to gamble with my money.
I see. So?
Well, I've always been very careful up to now, and only done business with my bank. I've got a current account, a joint account with my wife, and a savings account. That's it, basically.
That sounds like a fairly standard setup. And do you have any loans or other arrangements with your bank?
No, I've never been keen on borrowing money. Well, apart from the mortgage on the house, but that's mostly paid off now. And I always pay off my credit card at the end of every month.
So the only interest you get is from your savings account?
That's right. It's not much interest, but it's something.
In other words, your assets are not growing. In fact, you're barely keeping up with inflation.
Well, I've never been into stocks and shares and the like. Some people say you've got to speculate to accumulate, but I don't agree. There are too many bankrupt speculators.
Well, it's good to be cautious. But really, there's a degree of risk in any investment. The key thing is to understand the risks involved and manage them, ideally with professional help.
Yes.
So, what is it you're saving for, Peter?
For my retirement, mostly. As a nest egg to boost my pension. And I think it's important to put something by for a rainy day. Just in case something unexpected happens.
Yes, you never know what life's going to throw at you. So why exactly have you come to us for advice?
Well, I've had a bit of a windfall, actually. I've just inherited 500,000.
Ah, I see. And you're wondering just what to do next?
Yes, it was a legacy that came to me when my uncle died. He owned a shipping company and made a lot of money, but then he fell out with his family and changed his will to spite them. When he died, all the money came to me.
Did this inheritance come with strings attached, or are you free to do whatever you like with it?
According to the will, I can do what I like. But I know that my uncle would want me to invest it wisely. I'm looking for something safe, so that the money will be put to work and earn interest gradually without me having to worry about ups and downs.
That's a good way to think, Peter. You want your money to grow without getting caught up in too many fluctuations. What we need to discuss is how to spread your risk, and that depends on how much of the £500,000 you want to be able to access at short notice.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, if something happens like... You know, for example, if my wife has to, or if I can't, I think I'd like to have at least £25,000 readily available.
So about 5% of your investment should be available on demand and the rest in other forms of investment with a higher yield. And there are a lot of interesting options.
I know. I've got friends who invest in things like fine art or even classic cars. But it's confusing. And I'm sure there are lots of sharks waiting to take advantage of people like me.
That's true. You hear horror stories in the media every day about people who've lost everything through dodgy schemes. That's why it's important to shop around, get advice and study all the options. Our policy here at SQQ is to create a profile of our client and then match that personal information to suitable investment options. In other words, we build a portfolio that fits your individual needs.
That sounds good to me. So, what's the first step?
Well, before I ask a new client to sign anything, I give them some homework to do. It's a questionnaire that I'd like you to fill in and send back to me. It provides me with some idea of the sort of investor that you think you are and what you are expecting from your investments. We'll then look around for the right kind of eggs for your basket. How does that sound?
Fine, yes. I'd be interested to know what ideas you come up with.
Great. I'll just go and print out a copy for you. Would you like a coffee, by the way?
Thanks, I'd love one.